Welcome to Cognitive Rampage Podcast. Hope you're taking care of you. Hope you're living your Cognitive Rampage. You have to believe in the power of you. Uncomfortable is where the change is.
Evening, everybody. Hope you're taking care of you. Hope you are living your cognitive rampage. I just wanted to do a brief video because I had a thought or a moment, right? Figured I'd share it. Many times, if I find myself sitting next to a stranger, making small talk or whatnot, I tend to ask a question. And it catches people in a funny vibe sometimes when you're just supposed to make small talk. Want some barbecue? I had to pull over to do the video. I'll say something. If you could be doing anything you wanted to do, what would you be doing? And if that doesn't land, I tend to say, well, if you could be living anywhere you wanted to live, where would you be living? And so often, I get back from people this broken down, beaten response. And it's saddening to me. I get this response like, I'm kind of stuck here. You know, I bought a house. I have kids. You know, the job here, you know, it's okay. But I just can't. I just can't is what I hear. I just can't. And that's fucking so disheartening. So I tell them this. I say, look, you have a kid? And they're like, yeah, two or whatever. So I get their name and I say, okay. So let's imagine your kid comes to you at 6, 16, 26, whatever, and tells you that this is your dream. This is my dream, mom or dad, whatever. I've always wanted to live here or try this or do that, you know, but I have the kids now or I have school now or whatever they can come up with, right? Or maybe they have your exact life at your age, but they've come to you and they're saying, you know, I just can't. What would you tell your own kid? Would you tell your own kid, you know what, you're right, you can't, you've made your life, just stay here, don't follow your dream, don't go live where you want to, don't chase something? Would you tell your own kid that advice? Which I said that tonight. And she looked at me like, well, no, I would tell them to chase their dream. Well, why is that advice good enough for your kids but not for you? Well, I don't know, you know, maybe I would tell them different. You see, the minute you flip it and you say, hey, why is that good for them but not for you? We settle back in. Too often we settle back in and feel constrained by the life that we have chosen. The job that we work, the place that we live, the marriage that we're in, the kids that we've chosen to have. And we shape it and say, this must be our life now. This is what we have to live in. And it's not fucking true. And you wouldn't even tell your own kid that. You wouldn't even tell your own kid, no, don't chase your dream. No, don't make anything different. You've chosen your life. Just settle in and keep it safe. I don't think you tell your own kid that. I think you tell him to go chase the dream. Go have the experience. Whatever that is. And it's disheartening when I meet. And this is my answer often. When I ask a stranger, we're just talking, right? Making small talk that turns to big talk. And, of course, some situations aren't so black and white. That's the response of most people. It's not so black and white. We keep things not black and white in our lives so we can stay where we are. Because to move into the black from the white or to the white from the black, it would mean difficult choices. It would mean hard things to have to do, right? So I get it. One parent's in one place, another parent's in another place. So, you know, you want to keep both parents around for the kids, so you can't just make the choice because you've made that. Well, what would you teach your kid if you said, I will not be held to those restraints? If you come back and see them, you fly them up to you, you drive down to see them, right? Is it really what's not so black and white or what's easier, right? Is it really what's easier or is it, it's not so black and white, but this works out, this is better for the kid. And so I'm just going to sacrifice my dream, where I want to be and what I want to do, because this is my child, or these excuses. I mean, our children learn from what we do, not so much what we say. And when you chase those dreams and you do it, I'm sorry. You fucking live once, man. And you don't have to live in every choice you ever fucking made as if it's this concrete place that you have to stay in. You know what I'm saying? I know. You don't have to, no matter what your life is, man. You know, I spoke to this person. They were like, I've never left, you know, born and raised here. I left once, you know, it was great, but I came back. You know, when I'm looking and talking to somebody that just feels so trapped and has made so many excuses about why they can't follow the dream, right? The first question I asked was too big, right? I was like, so what's your dream? Oh, God. She was like, what? I don't even know about a dream right now. What are you talking about? And I was like, oh, yeah, let's back it up. Where do you want to live, right? Let's just tone it down some, right? Because I think we bury our dreams in decisions. We bury our dreams in what we think, well, we have to do this now. I'm just telling y'all, man, you don't have to do that. Live those fucking dreams, man. Go move where you have to. Try fucking something. Don't let the constructs of a life that you may have chosen be those chains that hold you there and say, I just can't. I bought a house. You know, the kids are in school. This is what's right. You know, I'm too old now. You know, fuck all that, man. And I get it. I get it sometimes, right? It's not that easy. That, sure, you're going to have to make some tough decisions. Maybe you got to take a loss on the house you sell, right? Maybe you just break fucking even. Well, that's not good for your investment portfolio and your financial future. Well, it's not good to die fucking short of trying something you've ever wanted to try or live somewhere. So often, so many people go, I can't wait to retire to live at this place. Fucking live there now. What if you just go there and live there now? Oh, I can't. You know, you can't get a job there. I got to save up money. I get it. Sometimes there's paths, there's steps you got to take. Got to prepare to go there, right? I get that shit. But don't sit in the complacency of settling, no matter where you are in your life, y'all. Just don't sit in that complacency, man. Just fucking don't. You don't have to live the life that you may be living right now just because you made some choice or you said something to someone or you had a kid or it's difficult or something. You know what I mean? I'm just putting that out there to y'all, man. Like, it's just disheartening when I meet people that, A, have no dream, have lost all dreams whatsoever, and tell themselves they can't move where they want to move to, live where they want to live. And this was secondary to asking what, you know, what the dream was. Because of social construct choices they've made in other people in their lives. You gotta fucking go for it, man. Whatever that is, your kids will fucking respect you for that shit. They may be rough at first. Oh, but I don't want to leave my school. Well, you're a kid. You don't get to make that fucking choice. You know, you can go make that choice. Because then when they get older, they will remember that moment where you said, you know what? I'm leaving what I know behind to follow what I love. Whether it's a job, a dream, a place to fucking live. Hell, if it's just trying something, you know, like trying out for a play or comedy or starting a business, whatever the fuck it is, man, they will look back and be like, shit, you know what? Mama didn't trip. You know, there's a good chance your kids will grow up and marry a person that they fall out of love with and will have to divorce too. So do you stay with the person because it's better for the kids? Because would you tell your kid to stay with somebody that's not loving them right because it's better for the kids? Right? Or would you do that? Or would you fucking go? I'm just trying to pull on every little thing and excuses where people say it's better for this or better for that. But please flip that shit. Flip it around. If your kid came to you with some sort of advice like, Mom, I've always wanted to do this. Dad, I've always wanted to live this. Mom, I don't love him anymore. Dad, he treats me like shit, but we got two kids together. Whatever. I bought a house, but I've always wanted to try. What the fuck would you tell your own kid? What would you tell them? Would you really tell them, no, stay in the marriage? It's really difficult when you're single at your 30s to find somebody. Look, it's okay that he treats you like shit. Just stay with him. You know, or no, it's all right. Just stay with her even though she cheated on you. You got two kids. It's better for the kids. Patch that up. Or would you tell them to find love? Break free that they deserve better. Tell them to get out. You know what I'm saying? What would you really tell your own kid? They came to you with the same scenario that you're in right now, with a dream that you wanted to do, or a place you wanted to live, or something you wanted to try, if they came to you and said, this is where I'm at, if they're in your situation and came to you, what would you advise them? And remember, do what you would advise. Because if your advice is good enough for them, then it's also good enough for you. When in doubt, do what you would advise the ones you love most. Fucking live, baby. Love y'all. Take care of you. It's okay to do that. And maybe if you want to keep listening to the Cognitive Rampage, that'd be cool too. Love y'all.